Episode 29, what you need to know about regulation crowdfunding.
Welcome to the PR Playbook podcast with Ranjini Joshua, the only podcast that teaches you how to strategically navigate the world of public relations and social media and grow a powerful brand.
Hello, and welcome to episode 29. I often get questions about all kinds of crowdfunding, and I think the most important thing to know is the differences between the kinds of crowdfunding that you can do. Now, the crowdfunding that I think is most popular in normal language is probably rewards-based crowdfunding, and rewards-based crowdfunding is crowdfunding like Kickstarter and Indiegogo, where you pre-purchase a product and you get it later. Then you've got personal crowdfunding, which is like GoFundMe, where people are funding maybe medical causes, funeral services, personal loans, you know, bills to be paid. So these are very personalized crowdfunding for individuals. That's usually like personal crowdfunding. That's GoFundMe. And then you've got this wonderful new crowdfunding that you're allowed to do that's called regulation crowdfunding, that really enables you to be almost at the investment stage where you're collecting money from both accredited and non-accredited investors, but you don't have to go to like a VC or an angel. You can actually start with your friends and family, but raise a larger amount of money. So in 2012, for a little background, 2012, President Obama passed the Jobs Act, which was intended to encourage the funding of small businesses. And that, by doing that, easing some of the regulations on who can support your startup or who could support your small business. So they came out with two main crowdfunding efforts, I guess. One of them is Regulation CF. This is the smaller of the two and enables you to raise up to $1 million from both unaccredited and accredited investors. Now, an accredited investor is somebody who has a certification or is of high net worth that has some type of experience and, I guess, stake in investing as a form of business for them. And so accredited investors are kind of a different category. Unaccredited investors is probably your everyday person, friends and family, people who might have some money saved up, maybe in their IRA or 401k, they want to, you know, support you, then this is an unaccredited investor. So Regulation CF allows you, again, to raise up to $1 million, and then you'd have to use a portal like Start Engine or Fundable, which does equity crowdfunding. And so this type of crowdfunding, again, is called equity crowdfunding, where you're giving people equity rather than a product for your business. So now there's another one that's in the equity crowdfunding space that's open to most startups and I think appealing to most startups is Regulation A+. Now, if your company is a tech company, usually needs a little bit more than $1 million. So it enables eligible companies to offer and sell securities through crowdfunding between $2 million and $50 million within a combination of both accredited and unaccredited investors. My apologies. So Regulation CF is up to $1 million. It's like million plus and change. And then Regulation A+ is between $2 million and $50 million. But all of these regulations under the Jobs Act allows unaccredited and accredited investors to crowdfund and help you raise money for your project or your company or your small business or your idea. You do have to do it on a credited platform, which is something like Fundable. Check out fundable.com, Start Engine. They have a really great comprehensive platform that also gives you resources on all the legal things that you're going to need. So when you are doing equity crowdfunding, there's a lot more implications than if you're just doing like a Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign. It's not just about making a product, creating rewards, selling it, and then sending them out. So this is an investment platform. So you are selling investments. So you need to come up with a business plan. You have to have your deck, your investor deck ready. You should have your stock papers ready. You need to file a lot of legal documentation before the process starts. So this is a little bit of an expensive route to take. But if you're establishing a long-term business that really needs that type of funding, you really want to go. It's not a platform to kind of just see if it works. However, the cool thing about doing Regulation A Plus crowdfunding, it does allow you to test the waters. The test the waters period is the period of time to see if you will potentially get investors coming forth to invest in your campaign. And it gives you, it's kind of like you're testing the waters. You're just checking it out, and it doesn't make you, it doesn't require you to make the full commitment. You can really kind of test the market and see how they respond. So this definitely is a lesser understood format of crowdfunding. StartEngine has built a lot of resources, a lot of educational resources around equity crowdfunding. So this is just a quick tip of the iceberg on the differences between all the different types of crowdfunding. You've got rewards-based crowdfunding, which basically means you're giving someone a reward for backing your project, which is Kickstarter and Indiegogo. You've got personal crowdfunding, which is like GoFundMe. And then you've got equity crowdfunding for platforms like Fundable and StartEngine. Of course, equity crowdfunding is a lot more complex. And so that's really, if you're building a big business, you're going to need more than $1 million. You're really looking to make a huge dent in the market and industry. That's typically when equity crowdfunding comes into play. But you can raise from friends and family or people you know, as well as accredited investors. So just a quick overview for you guys this weekend. If you have any crowdfunding questions that are a little bit more specific, I'm more than happy to answer them. Email me at rongini@thesilvertelegram.com. And as always, if you have suggestions or questions or any comments on the podcast, please email us at podcast@thesilvertelegram.com. We're always looking for new topics, things people want to know about PR, crowdfunding, marketing, SEO, any questions that you might have that we might be able to answer so that you can apply those answers to your business today. We'd love to hear about. So have a great day. Have a great weekend. Stay safe out there, and namaste.